Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. What I want to do is give communities a different model in order to support a local paper. I think a local paper is very important for our community. If there's community support for it, they should be able to use a nonprofit model to keep it going.
And so when you say a nonprofit model, do you mean that they just wouldn't pay tax, or how do you see that happening?
Well, most metropolitan papers today don't pay taxes because they're not making profits. A lot are in bankruptcy. A lot have actually closed their doors. What they would be able to do, though, is get community supporters to contribute money to them as a charitable contribution or as a nonprofit contribution. And they would be able to take in their revenues as, in a way that it would be more advantageous for them to be able to continue their business. But it would not, it would have to rely on community support. If there's not community support, there wouldn't be a local newspaper. They would not be able to make political endorsements. But they would be able to preserve their news function for a community. One of the tragedies of losing our local papers is that we lose the reporters. We lose those who really dig up the local stories, which is the basis of a lot of the information that's on the internet.
So in other words, they would operate as 501c3s like churches or other, you know, charitable institutions.
That's correct. Some people have mischaracterized this as government support. There's no government support here, no more so than you would say to a faith-based organization. There's no government support here. The independence would be maintained. They could operate, though, as a 501c3.
And would this apply to major newspapers that cross state lines, for instance, the New York Times or even USA Today? Not saying that they are, you know, not going to remain in business and are not profitable. I'm simply saying that even the New York Times is having some financial problems and mortgaged their own building recently.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you say about that, Senator? Would it extend to big companies too?
I don't think it would be attractive to big companies. The business model that they use with advertising revenues and subscriptions are such that it's incompatible, I think, with a nonprofit. But they could. The answer is they could, but I think the restrictions would not be what they need. The New York Times and the major international or national papers, they're going to be able to continue. They have a market. It's really the local paper that where the internet has really interrupted their subscription revenues and their advertising revenues to a point where they can't continue.
Yeah, and Senator, as you point out, the reporters are what's lost. And so when newspapers go, like the Post-Intelligencer in Seattle, it went web-only. The trouble is the web only gives you 10% of the revenue that print advertising used to do, so they had to lay off 90% of the newsroom. Do you envision newspapers, besides getting community support, you know, sort of like in the manner of, say, national public radio, would they also be able to take advertising from commercial advertisers and still operate in the 501c3 mode?
They could. Yeah, the answer is yes. They would be able to get advertising revenues, although I don't think, again, that's going to be their main source of revenue.
Yeah, if it was, they'd be in better shape.
That's right. If they were, then they wouldn't need a 501c3. What we're really looking at is where there's community support for maintaining a local paper or their affiliations. You might very well find an educational or research group that wants to make sure that they continue the local community paper.
When you look at the local community focus, it makes sense. But, you know, it's even the bigger newspapers that are in trouble, Senator, at this point. You know, as we mentioned, several, you know, newspapers going into this, even the biggest newspaper really in the country, the New York Times. When you look at that financial trouble, do you envision fashioning some help for those companies as well? Because the government really relies on newspapers as a record of what it is that they are producing for people. You know, broadcast media can do this, but somehow it's always the newspaper that seems to be the visual record that people want and need.
Well, you're absolutely right. We know that most of the news is broken by or discovered by by reporters. They're the ones who dig up the stories. The internet depends upon the information coming in through the papers. There's competition at the national level there's a lot of different news sources that try to break the national and international stories and do the investigative reporting. I agree with you. There is a problem with the financial models today, even for the largest papers. But I think the focus of my legislation is to try to preserve the local paper, where you really don't have any other opportunity for information or investigative reporting to be done.
Well, let me ask you about a specific example, and this is kind of crosses the lines between the two types of organizations we've been talking about, and that's the Washington Post Company. And I confess I worked there for 10 years, and it's a very fine company. Their newspaper, the Washington Post, is internationally recognized, and online it's read, but they don't circulate outside of the Washington area. So in that sense, it's a very much of a local newspaper. Can companies that have other businesses that are profitable, is it possible to meld a 501c3 operation within a profit-making corporation? Is that doable under tax code and under the laws of the nation?
No, that'd be very difficult to do that. The Washington Post is truly a unique paper. It truly is a great local paper and a great national paper. But I think that no, you can't really mix that. There are, you know, we do know there are papers that are owned by nonprofit organizations, and they have to keep a firewall on their operations of the newspaper today because it is subject to taxes. So you can have different umbrellas. So it is possible that you could operate under a parent company. But I think you really do need to keep it separate. And our efforts here are mainly to preserve a local paper. I think the Washington Post model, you have to ask them, but I think it would be difficult for them to fit into that model.
We're talking this morning to Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland about his proposal to let local newspapers remain in operation, taking on a nonprofit status in the hope of, you know, saving that reporting for the industry. All right, so let me ask you another question, Senator, that maybe would factor into all of this, and that's the whole idea of media ownership. At some point, the FCC is going to go back and revisit this idea of newspapers owning television and radio stations in a given market and whether or not there should be. There are currently limits on what they can own. And do you think or would you support a measure by the Federal Communications Commission to lift those restrictions, allowing newspapers to sort of multi-platform, if you will, in a given city?
Well, I think that's a different issue. We always thought that allowing the conglomerates to come in and buy local papers would give them deep pockets. But I look at the Baltimore Sun and see that that's in bankruptcy today because of its parent company. So I'm not so sure this is a great savior for the for local papers. I think the problem is not who owns it. The problem is that the current model, knowing that many people get their news, particularly the younger audience, off the Internet, that it is difficult to sustain a for-profit model for a local newspaper.
All right, so the answer to that is you don't know yet, or you wouldn't want to weigh in?
That's not really the concern. I don't think that would preserve local papers. If I thought that was the model that would work to preserve local papers, I would say let's take a look at it. I know that Speaker Pelosi has taken a look at some of the antitrust laws to see whether that could help preserve local papers. So I know there's been some interest in looking at different ways of doing it. I'm always open to suggestions for legitimate ways that we can encourage communities to maintain their papers.